Okay, Viking fans, it is kickoff 2014 for your Lounge High Vikings. And for all your play-by-play action, it is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. And, boy, what a pleasure it is to be back here. What is this, our ninth year together? Tenth year together. And I'll never forget looking at Hubby at a preseason game and saying, do you know anybody?
And here we are 10 years later.
10 years later. Back deep to receive. Number four is Tyson Harris. Also back deep is number 21. That's Alex Brown. Number 24 is Jock Alexander. And number 12, Ryan Hobbs. To kick off, I'm trying to get the kicker's number.
He's standing right sideways to us. A little hard to pick up the number. We'll get that for you in just a moment.
13. It's a name we're all familiar with here in Lowndes, Ben Hogan.
That's okay, Ben Hogan.
Ben Hogan is the kicker for Roswell as the Hornets. Those white jerseys, green pants. And I know you've been talking about those new helmets we're sporting this year.
That's it.
Hogan backs up. He'll wait on the official signal. And we're sitting here waiting. And waiting. Our Vikings on the sidelines, those helmets raised. Official. The referee's checked all the officials. Signals to the kicker. Blows his whistle. Ball's set on the far hash mark. Kicking toward the south end zone. High end over end kick. And we've got a flag on the play. We've got offsides on Roswell.
Yeah, he was kicking to that corner over on Alex Brown's side. He was trying to rotate over and get it before it got out of bounds or into that corner of the end zone. A lot of teams now in high school really working on those kicks towards what we call sometimes the coffin corner to get them down pinned inside. It really cuts the field almost in half when you can do that.
And we've had some kickers through the past few years that could do that very same thing, Bill.
Yeah, and Nick Hart, very good at it. He kicks a really high kickoff. We'll see that in a little while later on.
You've got Alex Brown to the far side, to the visitor side. Tyson Harris to the near side. Now he's moved the ball just about 3 yards in toward the middle of the field. Set again. There's the kick. Waiting on the kick. Hogan approaches the ball. Puts that right foot into it. Hits it toward that corner. Brown takes it at the 10. He's up to the 15, comes near side to the 20, the 25, breaks through one man, two. He's across the 30 to 35, and he returns the ball from the 10 all the way out, Bill, to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, good return. Nothing real fancy, just right up the gut. Gets a couple good blocks in front of him, and the Vikings get good starting field position right here.
And Austin Dixon brings the Vikings out on the field, 28-yard return. For Alex Brown, it'll be 1st and 10 Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Set the ball down at the 37-yard line. 11:52, first quarter, no score. Roswell in a six-man front. We give it to the up-back. That is Sneed, and he'll get maybe to the line of scrimmage, and that was all.
Yeah, just a full-back dive to number 13, Ahmad Sneed. Coach McPherson talked about him Tuesday night at the coaches' show, that good, solid fullback. We are in a standard wing T formation.
We've got one receiver to the far side of the field. They drop back again, six man front. Now they drop the linebacker off to a five man front. Pitch out to Harris around the right side. Slips by one man, two. Has the first down as he crosses the 50. Still on his feet. Gets tripped up and goes down at the Roswell 40-yard line.
Nice run by number four, Tyson Harris. Just kind of makes himself a little bit skinny. Pushes through there. A 21-yard run.
But Tyson Harris will take it down, they say, to the 41-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. 11:16 to go. First quarter, no score. We put a man in motion. Now we slide the tight end, Gabe Neighbors, over to the visitor side of the field. Again, a six-man front. Harris in motion that way. Give the counter play, and gets tripped up. That was, looks like, number 33, Des Copeland, on the counter, coming back to the left-hand side, and he gets the ball down to the 35, so it's going to be a six-yard gain for Copeland.
Yeah, just a shoestring tackle by Shakur Jackson for Roswell. Otherwise, Dez is to the house.
Again, they're in a six-man front. We put Harrison in motion towards the visitor side. They jump and break the neutral zone. We've got Ryan Hobbs at wide receiver on the near side.
Offsides against Roswell. They'll mark that off five. That'll result in the first down.
And that is a Napa first down. When you think auto parts, think Napa first. Down to the 30. First and 10 from the 30. 10:39 to go first quarter. No score. First possession of the Vikings here as the 2014 season gets underway. Hobbs goes to the far side. Tight end to the far side. They've got eight men up on the line of scrimmage. Now they back one off, and we give it to Snead right in the middle. And Snead gets absolutely nowhere, Bill. It'll be second and 10 from the 30s. He ran into a wall of Hornets.
One of the things that we know from watching the wing tee as long as we have, when the wing tee really starts working, it's when that fullback starts getting. But you can't give up on it. You got to continue to run it and let that thing keep going.
We're almost at the 10-minute mark here in the first quarter. No score. Vikings second and 10 from the Roswell 30-yard line. Now we're in the pistol, offset eye. We got a man in motion back towards us. Dixon takes a snap, again gives it to Copeland. Copeland over the left side by one man, two, still on his feet. Across the 20, down to the 15, and inside the 15, Bill. And we are now in the Pipkins Motor Red Zone.
That's a 16-yard gain.
And 16-yard gain by Dez Copeland. Our Vikings now first and 10 inside. They're going to mark it down at the 14. 9:46 to go first quarter, our first possession, and we're eating some time off the clock as we're running down the field. Austin Dixon, the junior at quarterback, in the pistol. He's got two receivers to the far side. Again to Copeland up the middle, look for a hole around the left side of the 10. The 5, throw to 3, heads into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
And Dez Copeland with a great run around the left side. And I mean, he broke a couple tackles, just squeezed into the corner of the end zone, and that's six for the Vikings.
That's six for our Vikings. And we'll bring our kicking crew out on the field. Belcher to attempt the extra point. Number 64, Cole Rigdon, the long snapper. And coming back here, Nick Hart to hold. No, it's Nick Hart. I'm sorry. Nick Hart to kick, John Belcher to hold. Waiting on Rigdon's snap. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. 9:28 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-0. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge Time Football on 99.5 Kickstarter. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. Vikings lead it 7-0. After a good run by Dez Copeland, 9:28 to go first quarter. Nick Hart set to kick off. Back deep for Roswell is number 5. That's McCain Slade. And on the far side is number 1, Sheldon Evans. Little pooch kick. Slade sees it bounce. It goes out of bounds. And they'll have the option. They'll back it up and kick it again or take it at the 35. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
This is your Page Heating and Air Drive summary. That last drive for the Vikings, 6 plays, 63 yards, and 2 minutes and 32 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 14-yard touchdown run by number 33, Dez Copeland. Vikings lead 7-0 with 9 minutes and 28 seconds left to go in the first half, first quarter.
Here comes Roswell now, first and 10, their first possession of the ball game.
At the 35 after the penalty.
And they send two receivers far side, single receiver near side. At quarterback is number 7, James Whitaker. He got a running back right to his right. That is Evans. Nice whips Evans to his left. Switches wide receivers. Got two to the far side, single receiver near side. Takes a snap, throws out in the flats, throws it at the feet of number 15, Hunter Coleman.
Yeah, and that was the reason that was at his feet is because Corvion White, one of our tradition flooring impact players, is in the face of the quarterback. One of the things I watched in film of Roswell is they've got a great touch on a long ball. But if we can get our defensive line in there and disrupt that, we can stop that tonight. But that's what it's going to take.
Vikings, of course, in that five-man front. 9:24 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading it 7-0. Roswell, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Give it to Evans right up the middle. He busts down and comes right over the left side. Picks up about maybe 2 yards. Let's go down to the field. And Marty Rogers, what you got, Marty?
Guys, we were wondering if the heat would matter tonight. And you could watch on that first drive. We went no No huddle, up-tempo. Offense really controlled the ball and went right down the field. And now our defense is subbing already, so I think we're prepared for the heat.
There goes. There's a snap and a shotgun. Looks those out in the flats. Catch made by Evans on the far side. Gets hit at the 40. Fights his way up to the 42. Bill, it's going to be a 7-yard pitch and catch. And Marty, thank you for that sideline update by Equipment Parts Supply. Bill should be third and about three, maybe four. Fourth down. Fourth and a short two, and they're going to punt. And in the punt is number 40. That is Sam Van Ed, and back deep is number 4, Tyson Harris, and number 21, Alex Brown. Harris on the far side by the visitors on the visitor sideline. There's a snap. Puts his high foot into it. Harris signals fair catch at the 22-yard line, and that was a very smart move by Tyson Harris.
Yeah, Tyson, is being a young player, a sophomore, really wants to make an impact, wants to get out there and show what he can do. But that's a smart play. There was a really high punt right there in his face, and he did the right thing, made the fair catch, give your offense a chance, as we showed we could move the ball in the last series.
Bill, we've got a water break. Let's go ahead and take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. They're in the Wildcat. No, we're in the Wildcat. Tyson Harris waiting on the snap. Puts a man in motion, takes it, fakes it, keeps it right up the middle, cuts back against the grain, gets hit at the line of scrimmage and goes down. 8:04 to go here, first quarter, Vikings leading 7-0.
In on the tackle for Roswell, number 41, Tyrone Hopper. He's a 6'3", 192-pound junior. He is a kid that we didn't talk about in pregame, but I tell you what, he's going to be a guy you got to keep an eye on.
Giving you, Bill, we got a second and about eight, and we're still staying in that Wildcat. Nope. No, you're right. We've got number 3. That is Xavier Patterson in at quarterback. Patterson takes a snap, keeps it, rolls right, looks, throws out in the flats, makes a catch out on the sideline. That is
Bell.
Bell, Brian Bell. And Bell gets actually back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard, Bill, up to about the 26.
Yeah, Brian Bell came in at that tight end position. A little flare pass out to him, just trying a little razzle-dazzle. With a 7-0 lead, Vikings can maybe gamble a little bit and see what they can do offensively.
Patterson standing at the 21 in the pistol. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Harris to his left, drops back, looks, tucks the ball, starts to run, gets hit, and he'll go. No, still on his feet, got away from one man, two, spins at the 30, still fighting. And, Bill, it's going to be really close to a first down.
He's about a yard short, but that was an exciting run by Xavier Patterson. I mean, somebody lost a helmet right there. They had a crowd of Roswell Hornets around him, and he was able to get out. They're going to measure this. It is close.
And I thought they had him sacked at the 25.
He was dead to rights right there.
And then they came out. He spun and fought his way.
I think it's short by about a football, guys. It's not going to be much, but I think it's short by about a football.
6:47 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0 as they bring the chains all the way across the field because it's setting the ball down right here in front.
Yeah, Marty's right there on the sideline. He said it's about a football short. I think it's a little bit short, too, just from our vantage point up here. But what an incredible run by Xavier Patterson.
Absolutely, but umpire stretches the chain, and he sets it down, and you're right, it's short by about a football. Bill, do you trust him here? Nope.
Yeah, you're going to punt right here at this end of the field.
And there comes John Belcher in to punt. As they'll move the ball over to the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. They'll have to wait till they get the chains reset. Tell you what, that sun has went down, and we've got a real nice crowd here for our home opener.
Yeah, it's, as expected, home side sellout. Season tickets, if you wanted season tickets and you got them late, they're on the visitor side. Nice seats nonetheless, but a lot of season tickets even on that visitor side.
Bill, from Waycross, it is Ware County 25, Brooks County nothing. And they're setting the ball. The official signal's ready for play. Chains are set. And back deep for Roswell. I didn't get his number. 80. Thank you.
Belcher
that is
said
Jack Pickett. Belcher drops the ball, picks it up. They're going to tackle him, and Belcher will go down at the 26. And, Roswell, we have just dug ourselves a hole.
Well, defense will have to stand up here. Now, one of the things that we haven't talked about, but I did notice in a couple of practices that I've watched, the long snap, as a matter of fact, they're using a couple different people. They're really not comfortable yet with somebody taking over that position and saying, this is my job, and I'm going to do it. So they're still experimenting a little bit with a couple of guys. Not a great snap down on the ground.
Here comes Roswell at quarterback. Number seven. He gives the ball to Evans. Evans gets across the 25, maybe to the 24. He might have got 2 yards on it. That's Whitaker at quarterback.
Apologize. Wes, Nate Brantley in on the tackle for the Vikings.
Vikings have five-man front. Play comes in. Whitaker goes all the way to the sideline, gets the play from Roswell, from the coaches. Keeps Evans in the back here with him, sends a single receiver far side, two receivers near side. We're showing man coverage. Put a man in motion. Whitaker straight back, looks those towards the end zone, just overthrows everybody. Back deep, I believe, was number 28.
Carlos Lee, that's right.
5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0, and it will be 2nd and 8. Roswell has the football at our 24-yard line.
The ball a little overthrown, Wes, and Carlos Lee had the better opportunity to make the catch.
Third down, third and a long 7. They've got to get just to the 15. Whitaker rolls left, looks, stops, plants his foot, throws that catch. Oh, I thought the catch was made by number 15. That would have been Hunter Coleman. He would have had the first down about the 11-yard line, but right through his hands.
Yeah, Hunter Coleman, one of my impact players that I talked about in the pregame, but and I've seen him make some good catches on film, but he just not able to make that catch right there. That puts up a fourth down situation for the Hornets.
And Demetrius
is going to try a 40-yarder here, a field goal attempt.
Number 90, Kayacius. And I'm sorry if I'm massacring his name, folks.
There is a flag on the field. Let's see what that is.
I'd like to welcome all the listeners from Roswell High School who are logged into the Internet listening to the Valentine broadcast.
It's an illegal formation on Roswell. That's going to push them back another 5. This could be a 40, almost a, there we go, a 45-yard attempt.
I had a chance to meet him before the ball game. Very nice young man. Yep, they're going to set it down on the 36. That'll make it a 46-yard field goal attempt. The ball on the near hash mark. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. Nope, it's wide left.
And short.
And so our Vikings dodge a bullet. 5:29 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 7-0. Ball over on downs. We'll take over on our own 20-yard line.
So the Vikings dodge a little bullet right there. I mean, we were talking about the long snapper. Nobody's really stepped forward to say that's my job. And as a result, we get a low snap to Belcher. Belcher tries to pick it up. And any time that punter's trying to pick that ball up, there's a little bit of apprehension on his part, thinking, can I get it? Can I get it? And then all of a sudden, they're right there in your face.
Austin Dixon back in at quarterback. Coach alternating his quarterbacks every other possession. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. In the pistol. He's standing back in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Gives it to Des Copeland. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And he gets absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, Roswell made a great adjustment that time. They've seen that play a few times. And this time Des Copeland had no place to go. See what the offense throws up there now.
2nd and 10 again. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. Copeland in the backfield with Dixon. Roswell in a five-man front. Stand that defensive end up. We bring a man in motion towards us. Give it again to Copeland. Oh, trips over his own feet. Had a hole. He had a hole and tripped over his own feet as he crossed the 20. 4:54 to go here, first quarter. No score. I mean, Vikings lead 7-0. We scored on our first possession. Had to punt on our second. This is our third possession. Bill will be 3rd and 9 from the 21-yard line. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Roswell in a four-man front showing blitz off the corner. There they come. We pick it up. Dixon rolls right, looks, throws out off the fingertips of number 4, the defender. That was Scott Simmons. Scott Simons, as he deflected the ball out of bounds. It'll be 4th and 9, and we'll see Belcher come back in to have to punt now.
Yeah, it was intended for number 15, Jacob Burt, but as you said, tipped by number 4, Scott Simmons. So another 4th down situation, so Ross will hold and will punt.
4:28 to go first quarter. Vikings leading it 7-0. First game of the year here at Martin Stadium. Good crowd here on the home side. Belcher standing back about the 5-yard line, maybe the 6. Roswell with a single kick returner back. High kick. Signals fair catch at the 44-yard line.
Belcher was knocked down a little bit, but no flag thrown or anything. So Roswell will have good field position now as they'll start just on the other side of the 50.
And down that 44-yard line, and we held them when they got the ball down in our 21. Let's see what we can do here. Here comes James Whitaker. Whitaker, a 6-foot, 180-pound senior quarterback.
Well, it's a 35-yard punt by Belcher.
Whitaker with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Keeps the running back to his left. We're at a 5-man front. Stand up our defensive ends. Those across the middle, ball tipped. It was intended
for Kendrick Jackson.
And Jackson tipped the ball up in the air, and I thought for a moment we might have it. Carlo Lee might have a chance at it, but it went past him.
Yeah, it's one of those little quick, skinny posts right down the middle, and it's one of the quarterback just rears up, throws the ball. If your receiver's not really ready for it, that's what you get right off the tip of the fingers.
2nd and 10. Clock stops with 4:16 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Roswell, two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Double tight end. Play action pass. Throws out in the flats. Catch made. He hits off one man, two. We get him and bring him down. And that is number 87, Justin Ellis. And Ellis, Bill, after a 3-yard gain, he's run down. And Nathan Brantley playing defense and playing where he should be playing, backing up that cornerback, made the tackle out there. So it'll now be 3rd and 7. Roswell on the far hash mark, left to right on your radio dial. Whitaker in the shotgun, drops straight back, looks, pump fakes, throws, ball tipped. Oh, and we caught it. It bounced off one man, two. Our Vikings have it. That's number 91.
Neely.
Let me take it down. Neely down, Bill, all the way to the 37. And you've got to describe what we just saw.
Well, I tell you, it looked like Nate Brantley was going to get the ball, makes his hands on it, but he runs into his own player trying to go forward to make the catch. Continues the tip on. Logan Neely, number 91, defensive end, comes around, makes the catch, gets the interception, and the Vikings have it 1st down and 10 now at the Roswell, looks like 37-yard line.
I knew you wouldn't say 37 and a half.
No, but it is.
And there is a water break with that. Let's take a 60-second break. Vikings lead it 7-0, 3:29 to go. First quarter, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Loudside Football on 99.5. 3:29 to go here. First quarter, Vikings leading 7-0. We had the football at the Roswell 37. Xavier Patterson back in at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. That pistol with Harris to his right. He drops back, looks, throws down, got a man wide open. Catch made by number 6. Bill, I believe that is Xavier Jenkins, the 6'4", 180-pound sophomore wide receiver. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers. Marty?
Well, no, Marty's not ready yet.
Thirty-yard pass play. Patterson to Jenkins. 1st and 10. The ball at the 8-yard line. 1st and goal at the 10. I mean at the 8. Patterson again gives it to Harris over the right side. Still on his feet. Fights his way inside the 5. And that's where he'll go down. It will now be 2nd and goal from the 5.
Wes, I have not seen a fake like that from the quarterback since Kari Franklin. That was one of the most impressive fakes I've seen from Xavier Patterson. I really thought Xavier still had the ball. Very nice job. We're going to see that happen sometime this year.
Two receivers far side. He's got Harris to his right in the pistol. They're showing blitz off the left side. He looks to the sidelines to get the play. Comes back. There's the audible. Patterson drops back, standing at the 10. Gives it to Harrison, right up the middle, turns and fights his way forward. Touchdown, Vikings!
Tyson Harris just fights his way right up the gut there for a great touchdown run for the Vikings. That'll put another six on the board.
5-yard touchdown run by Tyson Harris. Vikings go up right now 13-0 with 2:31 to go as
Nick Hart
to attempt the extra point. Belcher to hold. Cole Rigdon, the long snapper. Rigdon up over the ball. Belcher now drops to one knee. Hart, the left-footed kicker, lines it up. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicked up. It's good. 2:31 to go here. Oh, there's a flag.
We'll hold it right here for just a moment.
The legal procedure against our Vikings. We'll back it up and have to do it again.
Still not a great snap on that. The snap came to the far inside of Belcher, the holder. He had to really pull it from the side and put it over onto that tee to be able to make the kick for Hart. I'm telling you, we've seen it over the years. When you have that designated guy who is that long snapper who takes that as his job, it makes a difference.
It does.
And it's going to take a little while to get used to that because we have worked a lot of guys in camp.
We'll set it down on the 15, so it'll be a 25-yard extra point. As Rigdon snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. 2:31 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead at 14-0. We'll be right back after this. Listen to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. High and over in kick by Hart. Taken at the 5 by Roswell, up to the 10. Cuts back to 15. Gets hit by number 7.
Marable.
Oh, Jalen Marable just planted him at the 7. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Vikings. Only took 3 plays, 37 yards. Bring 58 seconds off the clock. It was set up by the interception by Logan Neely. And then the 30-yard pass to Xavier Jenkins. 5-yard touchdown run by Tyson Harris. Your Vikings lead 14-0 with 2 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in the first quarter play. That is your Page Heating and Air Drive Summary.
Hey, Marty, what you're seeing a lot down there on the offense. We're going to come to you after this play and give us a kind of heads up what's going on with this offense. They seem to be moving at will.
Whitaker in the shotgun, standing at the 10. Two receivers near side. There goes the flag, and he's pointing to the referee. And I'm not sure what it's going to be. Let's go down to Marty.
Bill, our offense is moving the ball extremely well, and it starts up front. Our O-line, led by Dwayne Hart, Brian Rowe, and Cole Rigdon, have really, really opened up some holes. We're spreading the ball out. We're spreading the defense out a little bit by having 3 wide and a lot of plays. And of course, Xavier out there being able to run the ball. We've really been able to spread the defense out and work the holes.
First and 15. Whitaker gives the ball to Evans. Evans gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Bill, he is still... He's getting wrapped up. Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
The penalty, just so our fans know at home, was a 5-yard formation penalty, and they marched them back. So they're still playing behind the sticks, second down and about 14 or 15 right now for the Roswell Hornets.
We're in that 5-man front. Whitaker goes to the sideline, so Roswell gets the play, comes back in. Ball in the middle of the field. We're inside 2 minutes to go here out of that a minute 55. Here in the first quarter, Vikings leading 14-0. Whitaker in the shotgun. 2 receivers near side, 1 far side. Now sends a man in motion to the far side. Play action pass, pulls, goes across the middle, and the ball is tipped away by number 7. That's Marable. They were trying that post pattern on the fly, and the Marable just come across the field and knocked it away. Pass was intended for Hunter Coleman. Bill.
Yeah, Hunter Coleman is streaking down the middle of the field. These receivers for Roswell have got a lot of speed. They're able to get down the field, and so far that defensive line is disrupting that a little bit, and our corners are playing real well right now.
They are. Stop the clock with 1:41 to go here in the first quarter. 14-0 Vikings lead. Roswell again comes out. 2 receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Tied into the far side. We're in a 4-man front. We're showing blitz. There comes the linebacker. Whitaker looking. Work out a hand on him. He gets away. Rolls left. Those looking out in the flat. And the ball caught. But it's caught out of bounds by number 87. That's Justin Ellis.
And in on the coverage is number 23, Herschel Brookings. One of those newcomers coming into to the defense for the Vikings, and he's right there in coverage. Whitaker was able to just break away that time, but had great pressure from the defensive line.
Bill, that's going to make it 4th and 14. The ball back at the 10-yard line, and number 40, who's doing their punting tonight, he will have to. That is Sam Van Eed. Eed will have to punt out of the end zone. We got Tyson Harris, our only kick returner, back deep, standing just inside the 50. We go after it. We tip it. Ball gets away. Harris signals fair catch at the 41-yard line.
Now, Harris saw that one, and he knew the tip. He called the fair catch. I think he was a little apprehensive. And then after he saw it, he wishes that he had made an attempt with that one to run because he had a lot of room.
But still playing smart. We get the ball. Let's go downstairs to Marty.
Yeah, Marty is down there on the sideline. Marty, while we got a quick break, how's this team looking now?
Guys, you're breaking up on me. Repeat it.
All right, we'll come back to you in just a moment.
That was the equipment parts supply sideline report. We'll go back to Marty for that. Water boys coming off the field. Officials getting them a little drink. We got Jordan in single coverage over here on the near side. Two receivers far side. Dixon for the Vikings in the shotgun. Five-man front. There comes Roswell. Dixon drops straight back. Rolls left, looking, being chased, tucks. They grab him, hit him, spins, and he goes down about the 38-yard line. There's a flag, and they're going to be holding on the Vikings.
Well, one of the things we're looking at up here is there was a shot to the head as Austin Dixon, you saw his head snap back. One of the things that at all levels of football now is to really watch the high hits to the head. And nothing called there, but a good attempt by Austin Dixon, but it was definitely a shot up high on him as his head snapped back on the hit. But nonetheless, a 10-yard holding penalty against the Viking, that's really going to back us up, Wes.
Well, what's going to hurt is it happened 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, so it takes it all the way back to our 42-yard line, Bill. So you're looking at the 42. And as my buddy Tom Odom would say, we got a short taxi ride. First and 27. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Austin Dixon, he and LaXavier Patterson battling for this starting quarterback position, and coaches alternating them every other series. Roswell in a four-man front. We give it to Copeland, looking for a hole, tries to get outside. He does. He gets by one man, turns the corner, upfield, and they run him out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Inside a minute to go, stops the clock with 48.8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0.
That will stop the clock on the run out of bounds. And that's really a good play right there, just try and get some of these yards back on that first and 27.
And that's going to be second down. Again, Dixon in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Jordan, single receiver near side, looking, steps up. There comes a screen play to Copeland. Copeland turns the corner, gets across the 50. They'll run him out of bounds about the 49-yard line. Bill only picks up about 3 yards, so it's going to be about third and about 18 to go from there.
The Roswell Hornets cornerbacks are doing a great job on our wide receivers, as both quarterbacks have tried to look downfield, and each time have had to dump it off. We're able to pick up some yards, but hard to get that open receiver downfield.
Now we send trips to the far side, single receiver near side, one lone back, that's Copeland in the backfield with Dixon. Roswell, three down linemen, but they're showing blitz off the far corner. There's a snap. There they come. We pick it up. He rolls right, keeps the ball on the quarterback keeper. By one man, two. Look at Dixon turn and spin. Runs right over. Hornets will not get the first down, Bill.
You mean?
As he gets down to about the 32-yard line. Had to get to the 31. But that young man just dropped his shoulder and said, I'm going to run over you.
Well, we're on this end of the field now. We might see our Vikings go for it because we are about a yard, yard and a half short. The offense is on the field. Let's see what we do.
There they come. Dixon gets the play. Steps back, says something to Dez Copeland. Sends two receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side. We've got to get down to the 31-yard line. The ball's on the 34. Man in motion. We give it to one man, two. He gets hit. Oh, will not get the first down as he gets tackled at the 34. Back at the line of scrimmage. Roswell has held. The ball will go over on downs.
That was Koishon Roberts on the run around, and he was not able to pick up the first down. That'll end the first quarter. Let's take a 60-second break as the Vikings lead 14-0. We'll be right back after this 60-second break.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box High Above Martin Stadium. It will be first and 10 for Roswell as we start the second quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. They'll set the ball down on the 34-yard line of Roswell. They held and did a real good job. Whitaker, he has two receivers on our side of the field. Single receiver, far side. They're stacked one behind the other. He's got Evans, the running back, just to his right. We go back to that five-man front. Put a man in motion. They give it to Evans on the counter, looking for a hole, cuts back, and he runs right. Oh, he ran into one man, bounced off. I thought we had him wrapped up, and he got away from him. And then we tackled him back in the backfield, but it's forward progress, heading back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that was number 10, Nate Brantley. Nate is just absolutely everywhere right now defensively. And when we get a chance, we're going to go down and talk to Marty about how well this defense is playing.
They are playing lights-out football right now. Very good football. Second and nine. They gave him a yard on the play. Two receivers near side. Again, Whitaker straight back. Looks, goes across the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of number six. That is Kendrick Jackson.
That's that classic he was running before he caught it. Let's go down to Marty.
Guys, Roswell's spreading it out three and sometimes four wide receivers, but we are staying in our base five-man front. I've heard Coach Dixon talking a lot to the DBs, telling not give up the big play. It's okay with the underneath stuff. And so far, that's all they try to do is the underneath. They have tried a few times downfield, but we've been in position. Carlos Lee, Alex Brown, Jalen Arable, they're doing a great job. I don't think Roswell have gotten a first down yet. Matter of fact, they're probably somewhere in the negative in total yards.
We'll check that in just a moment. Thanks for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
Third and nine. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Whitaker rolls right, stops, plants his foot, looks under pressure, gets by one man, two. He's got the ball. He gets sacked back at the 30-yard line. Number 25, Kendrick Clemens.
We never heard that name. Also wore number 25 right here.
Yes, sir.
That would, of course, be the younger brother of Josh Harvey Clemens.
It'll be fourth and 15.
And to let our fans know, Roswell has got one first down in the game so far.
One first down. Tyson Harris back deep to receive, standing about out 35. Roswell's punter standing at their 15. 10:42 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. High, high, high kick. All you can do is let hit the ball. Hit and bounce. It bounced at the 45, and it goes down. And I don't know what happened down there. It looked like a little scrum for it, but the official says, nope, ball was down at the 45. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 from right there.
Yeah, first touch was by Roswell, but it kind of threw Corvion White off a little bit. He was trying to jump down there on the ball, but it was already down by first touch by Roswell.
We'll see who comes out at quarterback. It is LaXavier Patterson. 10:30 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. Vikings now going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball almost in the middle of the field, out at the 45 as the Vikings head toward that south end zone. Roswell have been anywhere from a 6 to a 4-man front. They're showing 5-man front now. Quarterback keeps it. Oh, and a busted play, and Patterson gets tackled all the way back. See what they're going to mark him down at.
Number 32, Kobe Cumberland in on the tackle for Roswell.
We're going to lose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yards. It'll be second and 15 back at our 39.
Yeah, I don't know so much that it was a broken play as much as they just smelled that out. It was a fake to the running back in motion, and Patterson was going to keep it.
Patterson slides under center now. We're in that wing tee, man in motion. And he keeps it, throws downfield, looks across the middle, catch made by Gabe Neighbors. He's got the first down, but there is a flag on the play.
And then a second flag.
And Patterson comes up limping. There's two flags down.
Let's see what we got. There was a flag, and then the referee threw another one as LaXavier Patterson was on the ground.
Illegal shift against our Vikings. Dead ball, personal foul. Offsetting penalties? No, sir.
The illegal shift, I understand, you know, that can, but then the 15-yard penalty should still be marked off as a dead ball foul.
That's right. You mark off the 5-yard penalty, then you mark off the 15.
And it looks like they're bringing everybody back to this area.
It was roughing the passer, guys, which is actually a live ball foul.
Okay.
So that's what they were saying. It's not a dead ball personal foul. It's actually roughing the passer, which is live ball, so they're all setting penalties.
Thank you, Marty. That was very good for that equipment parts supply update from the sidelines. Because the signal we saw was dead ball, and, of course, Marty, that's why he's down there on the sidelines. He's on top of that stuff. Second and 15. under center. We give the ball to Copeland. Copeland gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll go down there. It'll be third and 15, Bill, from the 39-yard line. The Hornets have started to play some little tenacious defense right now.
They have, and on that particular play, Des Copeland, as he broke through the line, had this little quick hesitation, and I think that gave the defense just the time they needed to get up.
Patterson again slides under center. They go back to a six-man front. Copeland in motion. Keeps it, rolls, gets hit in the backfield, and he goes down immediately. And
wow, you hear a little bit of grumbling from the crowd about maybe a late hit because LeXavier was down, and another player, now he didn't, you know, drive himself into him, but kind of landed as he rolled over. And it could have been either way, but as it is, it's a fourth down, a loss on the play, and fourth down now for the Vikings. Fourth and about 21.
Belcher in to punt. One kick returner for Roswell back deep, standing about the 30. 8:30 to go here in the half. Vikings lead it 14-0. Reggie White back deep, standing at his 30. There's a snap. Belcher. Nice kick. White takes it at the 30 by one man, two. Cuts back upfield at the 35. I'm sorry, that's Jack Piggott.
I apologize. That was my mark, and it looked I could see the zero. I thought it was a 10, but it was number 80.
It was Jack Piggott on the return, and they give him a 5-yard return back, cut it at the 30, back to the 35. That's where Roswell will take over with 8:06 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-0. Ball on the near hash mark as Roswell going from right to left on your radio dial. 38-yard
on the punt. And there is another water break, but we'll keep it right here. It's a very quick one as both teams are still in their huddle. First down and 10 for Roswell.
We'll have, of course, Wes Taylor as our halftime guest, the superintendent of the Lyle School System. Vikings at five-man front. Whitaker puts a man in motion toward the Bister side of the field. He rolls that way. Looking, throws out in the flats. Catch made by number five. Slips by one man, two, as he dances down the sidelines, and they'll mark him out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Bill, that was number five, McCone Slade, and that's a 5-yard pitch and catch from Whitaker to Slade. As they move out to the 40, that'll be second and five from there.
One of the biggest offensive plays for Roswell so far tonight, really.
Vikings in the five-man front. Ball on the far hash mark. Trips to the near side. Whitaker with a running back to his left. Looks, throws right across the middle. Oh! Again, a ball intended for Slade. Slade dropped it at the 45. It was one of those quick slant passes across the middle.
Yeah, Luther Washington, one of the safeties there in coverage. 7:56, the clock stops on the incomplete pass. That'll bring up third down now for Roswell. Vikings lead 14-0 here in the second quarter.
Ball still on the far hash mark. Roswell trips, two receivers near side, twins to the far side. We're showing blitz up the middle, both linebackers. Audible, there's a whistle, and what do we got?
Let's see, wait a minute.
There comes the official in.
Thought maybe they called a timeout, but there was no indication of that.
No flag has been thrown, so we don't have any idea what's going on down there.
Something to do with the clock, guys. The back judge down here who keeps the clock, he had a question and went in and asked the referee, and they got it cleared up, ready to play.
All righty, 4:56 to go. The referee blows his whistle. Clock will start on the snap. Whitaker looks to the sidelines. Says something to both Evans and to Slade. Sends Slade to the near side. With Reggie White for Roswell. Two receivers far side. Takes a snap. Drops back. Look. Pass out to number one, Evans. Evans will be short of the first down. It was third and five, so it's going to be fourth and about, maybe 1 or 2 yards, Bill, as he was tackled in there by number 32, Brian Bell.
He ran into the wall, Brian Bell. Brian just stood up, grabbed him right there. And number one for Evans is a big kid, 5'10", 210 pounds, good-sized running back.
So it's going to be fourth and two. And, Bill, they're going for it. 7:25 to go here in the first half, trailing 14-0. Fourth and two at their own 40, 3-yard line. They put a man in motion. Hard count. We're not jumping. Hard count. Again, we're not jumping. Now they call timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. Vikings leading 14-0, 7:09 to go here in the first half. It is 4th and 2, and Roswell has changed their mind. Inside of they're going to punt. We have Tyson Harris and Alex Brown back deep. Roswell punter standing about his own 28. We've got 5 men up on the line of scrimmage. Low snap off the ground, picks it up. Pooch kick. Hit, bounces. And we're just going to let it roll dead about the 25, and that's where our Vikings will take over. 1st and 10 from our own 25-yard line with 6:58 to go here in the first half.
That was a good punt by Roswell. They just made that little pooch, got it up close where everybody had to move away from it, got the good roll, and the Vikings will take over 1st and 10 at their own 25-yard line. So we've got good ways to go to get down the field here with 6:58 left in the second half, or excuse me, second quarter. We lead 14-0.
Austin Dixon back in at quarterback. Sends a single receiver near side. That is Ryan Hobbs. In the wing tee. Snead at the fullback. Harris at one wing back. Des Copeland at the other. Copeland on the right side.
Referee has not put the ball in play yet, so 25-second clock still sitting at 25, so I'm not sure what the delay is here.
Helmet malfunction.
Okay, we've got a helmet problem. Okay, that's what he is sending. Looks like Des Copeland over to the sideline
and
Alex Brown comes in.
Yes.
Brand new helmet.
Yep, and as I'm sure you have been told, sporting those new helmets. Now the umpire is blowing his whistle over the ball. Roswell in a six-man front.
Now we're ready.
Yep, 6:58 to go in the half, and we're ready to wind the clock as we put a man in motion. That's Harris. And we give it to Copeland. Not Copeland. We give it to Snead over the left side, and the fullback picks up about 4, maybe 5 yards as he gets out to the 30. Bill.
Well, that's what we talked about. In the wing tee offense, you keep feeding the fullback because eventually it does break open. Ahmad Snead, a big body, number 13. He's 5'8", but he's 194 pounds.
2nd and 6, the ball at the 29-yard, our own 29-yard line. Vikings going left to right on your radio dial. Tied into the visitor side of the field. Roswell, six-man front, two linebackers. Brown in motion again to Snead. Bounces off one man, two, gets hit from behind, driven forward. He'll be just about a football length short of the first down as he gets out to the 35.
Well, they're going to mark him.
Going to back him back to make it a full yard. Bills will be 3rd and 1. From the 34-yard line. Got to get just across the 35 as we head toward the six-minute mark here in the first half. Roswell, that six-man front. Got a guy right dead over center. Again, Brown in motion. Pitch out to Brown around the left side. He's got the corner, the first down, and about 2 more yards. We needed 1. He got us 4, and it is a Napa first down. As the ball gets out to the 39-yard line. 1st and 10 from there. 5:49 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-0. On a humid night here at Martin Stadium, but it sure didn't keep the crowd away. We have come for some football. Look, a here trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. They're showing blitz off the corner. We pick it up. Throw out in the flats. Catch made by number 24. That's Jock Alexander. And Alexander gets absolutely nowhere, Bill. Their corners for Roswell read that perfectly.
Yeah, Scott Simmons, number 4, came up, made the tackle. And Jock got nowhere on that. So it's 2nd and 10.
Second down.
Ball again now moved to the near hash mark. We send Xavier Jordan, the long receiver, to the near side. Twins to the far side. We're in the pistol. Dixon brings a man in motion towards us. That's Brown. Feeds it again to Tyson Harris. Right up the middle across the 40 to 45 out to the 47. Bill, we've got a makeable third down here now.
Yeah, we're real close. Probably 3rd and 1 again as the clock continues to run. 4:55 here in the second quarter with the Vikings leading 14-0. A 9-yard run, and that'll bring up 3rd down and a long one from where they've marked it.
Let's go
Justin Fuller comes in. Now Twins to the near side. Tied into the near side. We're in the pistol. We bark out the signals. Now he audibles. Drops back into the shotgun. Dixon takes a snap. Feeds Harris right up the middle. He has the first down as he gets out to the 50. He needed a yard. He got two, and that is another Napa first down.
Hit by number 30, Ball.
First and 10 from the 50. 4:27 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. Coach, I know we'd like to put six more on the board before halftime. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. Dixon rolls left. Look, ball thrown out in the flats. It's tipped. And is it caught? Is it caught? We're looking to
it's
see
close.
The officials are coming in.
Even from our vantage point.
Incomplete pass.
I'm telling you, he came in, but, you know, his hands were underneath. But I think the ball probably was assisted by the ground to come up in there. But it was very, very close to being an interception.
The umpire, the ball was tipped. One man went for it. The umpire came in and took a look at it and signaled incomplete pass.
We're going to get the final call here. It is incomplete pass from the referee. So that will bring up second down and 10. But that ball was tipped up in the air and it seemed like it hung there for quite a while.
The Roswell Hornet made a dive and catch towards it.
Second down from midfield.
Two receivers near side. They have put Neighbors in the slot on the near side. Single receiver far side. They've got Tyson Harris just to the right of Dixon. And the ball's on the near hash mark, going from left to right on your radio dial. There's a snap. Play action pass. Steps up in the pocket. Pulls it down. Starts to run. Stops. Tries to throw it. Downfield to Jock Alexander. The ball is knocked out of bounds, and I think we're fixing to have a personal foul. Late hit on
Roswell.
Austin Dixon.
Yeah, they hit Austin Dixon late. It was number 31. That was Sam DiRobiterio.
Sophomore. And Bill will mark off 15, and that should give us a first down inside Roswell's territory, and that is our third Napa first down on this drive.
As Dixon rolled out right there, he just threw into that lane. And I'm telling you, there's a defender. He's got to see the lane a little bit better.
Well, let me say this correctly. That is the Napa third first down. Not a third down.
I got you.
First and 10 from the 35. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. 4:04 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. We've got heavy right, double tied into the right side as Dixon slides under center. Brings Harris in motion. Gives it to Copeland right up the middle, and Dez jumps in there hard.
Nope. That was Sneed from the fullback.
Oh, there goes the flag, and we just got going to be another personal foul.
Personal foul on Roswell. Right. A little forearm to the face mask of one of the Viking players. And he's being escorted off. I mean, he's not being thrown out, but he is being escorted to the side for a little cool-off.
Bill, that has to be the most flags I've ever seen thrown at one time. I saw one official pull two flags and throw them both.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
There are one, two, three, four flags on the field. There's no doubt.
It was dead ball, personal foul against Roswell. Let's see now where they mark it from. Well, they got the ball marked at the 31, so it would have been a four-yard gain.
You know, we see this, you know, sometimes from a team. It can really affect how your team plays when you start losing composure a little bit. We've seen it on both sides. I mean,
Bill, since it's outside the 30, it will be a full 15.
Just outside the 16-yard line.
We'll put it down at the 16 for another Napa first down.
There we go. And now we are inside the Pipkins Motors red zone as well.
Double tight end. Sneed at fullback, Harris at wingback on our side, and they give it to Sneed. No, they give it to Sneed. Play action,
Harris.
Fool me, I'm sorry, to Harris.
Well,
like you say, this looks like Corey Franklin down here.
Yeah, it really does. It was a give. It looked like a fake to Sneed. Now Sneed's coming off, kind of bouncing on one ankle there, and then Tyson followed him around and came and got the ball, made the follow through. We only picked up about 2, maybe 3 yards. And Sneed is down. Let's take a quick 30-second break as we've got an injury timeout. You're listening to Lions Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Press Box. Let's go down to the sidelines and get a equipment part supply update from Marty. Go ahead, Marty. I'm not sure if Marty's got us down there. Hang on 1 second. Let's see if we can get Marty. Go ahead.
That was going up. He's been battling a little bit with heat and fatigue, but then just now they walked off. They were touching his leg, and he couldn't put weight on one of his legs. It looked like maybe a knee or something. We'll try to keep an eye on that and see what goes on, but he looks like he's going to be taking off over here and take his shoulder pads off.
All right, thanks.
3:26 to go here in the half. It is 2nd and 7. The ball just inside. It's at the 14-yard line. Copeland in motion towards Visters. We pitch out to him, rolling that way. Cuts around one man, two. Got the corner. Turns upfield, and we're going to get a holding call on the far sideline.
Yeah, Copeland was making that cut around the corner. And the wideout, whoever was out there making the block, got called for the hold. That'll be a 10-yard mark off.
And
we'll repeat 2nd down.
Well, there's a flag out there where it happened at, and there's another one at the 15, so I guess I'll go to the 15 and mark it from there back to the 25. It'll be 2nd.
The Vikings are penalized back to their own 25-yard line.
About 18.
2nd down.
Host of Vikings coming in. Nate Brantley coming out, along with Justin Fuller and Tyson Harris. Ball on the far hash mark. Dixon gets the play from the sidelines. Tells the center the snap count. Steps back, says something to Copeland, moves him to his right. Roswell in a four-man front now. Now they're showing blitz off the corner. There they come. Steps up, gets hit from behind. It was a blitz as they came around the far side and got him as the arm was going forward, hit Dixon for an incomplete pass. It'll be 3rd down and about 18, or 3rd and 19, with 3:07 to go here in the half.
Yeah, that was one that as Dixon's looking downfield, you can feel it even from up here. You got to have that internal clock, and the time was running out, and then he really cocked his arm back to throw, and that's when they made the hit. 3 minutes left here in the first half.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. There's a snap, drop straight back. There comes a rush, throws out in the flat, the ball's knocked down. It was intended for Copeland. Copeland had a little room out front to try to get us in the field goal position. Nothing there. And there comes Belcher in. So we're going to attempt the field goal, Bill. There comes Nick Hart and Belcher. And we'll see where they're going to set it down at. It's going to be about a 42-yard attempt for Nick Hart.
Yeah, that was number 41 for Roswell, Tyrone Hooper in there. I mean, Hopper, to make that that tip. Here we go, 42-yard field goal attempt.
Waiting for the snap. There it is, ball's down, kicks up. It's got the distance, and it's good.
No. They say no good.
It looked like it was good from here.
It was wide left, guys, not by much, but about 4 or 5 feet wide to the left.
It sure had the distance for a 40. He could have probably hit that one from 50. Roswell will take over 1st and 10 on their 20 with 2:59 to go here in the half, trailing 14-0. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Whitaker sends three receivers far side, single receiver near side, keeps Evans in the backfield with him as we go back to that five-man front. Play action pass gets hit as he throws the ball. And he throws it out of bounds, and Whitaker took a shot.
But there's two flags over here on the sideline where the ball was thrown to. Let's see what we got here. Both players, the defender and the wide receiver, had gone out of bounds. Let's see what we got.
Waiting for the official to come over. Pass interference on the defense. And that'll give them a 1st down with 2:53 to go here in the first half. Bring the ball back to the middle of the field. Mark it all the way out to the 35.
Pass interference against the Vikings will take the ball to the Roswell 35-yard line. They'll line up 1st and 10.
Whitaker now in the shotgun again. Two receivers near side, two far side. We're on a five-man front. Evans to his right. Play action. Throws out in the flats. Immediately is hit. That pass was intended for number six, Kendrick Johnson. And, Kendrick Jackson. Jackson was immediately drilled, Bill.
Yeah, number 21, that's Alex Brown, just was right there, makes the hit, and they'll lose yards on that pass.
It'll be second down, about 13. Clock continues to run. We're down to 2:25 to go here in the half. Roswell, two receivers near side. Now they bring another receiver, so they've got Tripp. Whitaker rolls this way. There comes the pressure. Throws it out in the flat. And again, Jackson gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. There's a flag down.
Herschel Bookins there for the Vikings makes the tackle, but there's a flag. Comes from the referee. That's about the 13th flag here in the half.
And that was an illegal shift against Roswell. And if I'm coach, I'm going to decline it. I'm going to take the play, which is now going to make it third and about 15.
And they do decline.
2:09 to go in the half. Vikings leading 14-0. Here at Martin Stadium. Opening game of the 2014 football season. Ware County continues to lead Brooks 25-0 at half.
Now they wind the clock. Took a long time there.
Two receivers near side. Sends that single receiver to the far side. Whitaker puts Evans to his left. Again, we're in a five-man front. Got a motion, man in motion going right. Drops back, looks, throws across, and oh, I'm going to tell you what, Carlos Lee had that one in his hands, Bill.
Carlos Lee made a huge break on that ball. Just stepped in front of it, but was going so fast, I think he just couldn't believe it was right there and dropped it.
Because if he makes that catch, it's a pick six.
It is.
Now they'll have to punt. That's fourth and 15. They'll have to punt if we send Tyson Harris back deep. With a minute 54 to go here in the half. Deep for Roswell, standing about the 15. Looks over at the official. Ask for time. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
It is now time to choose the winner for the Viking Spirit Bowl.
The snap. There it is. High snap. Steps into it. Gets the kick away. Wobbly end-over-end kick hit. We're just going to let it bounce and go out of bounds. And official says it goes out at the 37-yard line. Our Vikings will take over with a minute 46 to go. Both teams have two timeouts left as we head toward that south end zone, looking for six more before halftime.
Yeah, stay here at halftime as we go into half. Marty will have Coach McPherson get a few words. Then you've got Wes Taylor, Superintendent of Schools for Lowndes County, going to be your guest at halftime.
There he comes. Update from Ware County. It is Ware County 31, Brooks nothing. All right, our Vikings with Patterson at quarterback. Sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. They show blitz off the corner. There it comes. Play action. Turns. Patterson reverses his ground, tries to cut between two guys, gets back to the line of scrimmage, still on his feet, and look at that young man, took something and made 5 yards out of it, Bill.
Yeah, he is special. I've watched him in practice. Sometimes he gets a little overzealous, and he'll do that back and forth, and he'll lose yards. But that time, able to pick up 5 positive yards as the clock continues to run now, about a minute 20 left in the half.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. We're in the shotgun. Ball on the far hash mark. Roswell at a 4-man front. 3 linebackers. Now we roll to the press box side. Patterson looking. Throws downfield. Catch made by Gabe Neighbor. There's a flag. I just stood back at the line, back behind the line of scrimmage. Neighbors made the catch for the first down inside Roswell territory. Official says we've got holding against our Vikings on the far side of the field. As the play actually developed on the near side.
Yeah, and I tell you, that was a great throw by LaXavier Patterson. He threw it where only Gabe Neighbors could catch it, and that was down low as Neighbors scooped it underneath, made a great catch, but all for naught as that's going to come back. And the clock now at a minute 3 left in the half, Vikings leading 14-0 over the Roswell Hornets.
Roswell, that defense has stiffened at times and kept our Vikings out of the end zone. Well, our defense has played well the entire first half. A minute 3 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-0. And it'll take it all the way back, Bill, to the 20, 27, 28-yard line, where it's going to be second and about 17 from there. Official winds the clock. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side, the ball on the far hash mark. Roswell, four-man front. Corner showing blitz off the near side. Now he drops back in coverage. Patterson looks, throws out. Catch made, turns underneath. That is Harris. Harris back to the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be third and about nine, and we stop the clock with 47.9 seconds. Oh, I thought it was Harris. I saw the four, but it's Jock Alexander. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Time Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. Patterson drops back in coverage. Scrambles. Now rolls to the right. Looking for a hole. Nothing there. Turns. Trying to get to the sideline. Spins. Turns. Gets hit at the 40. Bill, it was third and nine. Now it'll be fourth and about seven. And the clock is rolling down 30 seconds to go in the half. That may have been. Nope. They stopped the clock. Roswell stops the clock.
They want to try and get the ball back. Let's take another quick 30 seconds. We'll be right back after this.
Back at Martin Stadium and the Commercial Banking Company press box. It has been a humid night so far. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. We've had a couple opportunities. We'll talk about that at halftime. It is going to be fourth and about 07.
Yeah, one of the things we'll talk about, 13 accepted penalties in this half.
Belcher to punt. Roswell back deep is Jack Pickett. There's a snap. They come after it. Belcher gets it away and over in kick. Pickett lets it bounce across the 20. He picks it up.
He touched it. He touched it.
And we fell on it at the 25. He touched it. Vikings recovered it at the 25. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings. Had we had the presence of mind to pick it up, it might have been six, Bill.
Well, I don't know. On the muff, I don't know whether that would be. You can't
You're
advance
right.
the muff.
You can't advance the muff. You're right. All you can do is fall on it.
Well, guys, I think once the ball hits the ground, it's not considered a muff, correct?
No, I think he had to have possession.
He had to have, Bill was right, he had to have possession of it before it hit the ground.
I'm saying it hit the ground first before he touched it. So I think once it hits the ground, it's not considered a muff.
Might not be. You may be exactly right.
I'm sure some official is listening, and they'll let us know. We have two timeouts left. 17.3 seconds to go. Dixon in at quarterback. Ball on the far hash mark. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Again, Roswell showing blitz off that far corner. And we give it to Copeland. He runs right into the blitz. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and nowhere else. Now we call time. 11.9 seconds to go in the half. Vikings take one of their two remaining timeouts.
All right, so we're going to keep it right here. We were just looking at if we attempt a field goal attempt, it's right at 42 yards right now.
Now, the last time Nick Hart attempted a 42-yard field goal, he had the distance, just missed it wide left. And, of course, my old eyes played tricks on me. I thought it was inside the goal post, but it wasn't.
It was close. And as Marty said, it was only, you know, a few feet to the outside there.
Guys, y'all are absolutely right. He had the leg. However, you know, it's still a pretty long kick. I think a lot of people wonder why you don't throw the ball there with 17 seconds, but I think he felt like if I could get five more yards with this timeout in my back pocket, I really secured the 3 points. But now that we don't have a timeout, I think you might see us try in the end zone one time. We do have Xavier Jenkins on the field, so look for maybe a deep ball to him just to save just enough time to try to kick the field goal.
Yeah. I think we still have one left, Marty. We're just checking the scoreboard there.
Yep, we got one timeout left. Dixon. And the shotgun. Copeland to his left. Two receivers to the far side. Two receivers near side. Roswell in a four-man front. Now they walk the corner up on the outside. Both corners come up. Dixon. And the whistle blows as the ball was snapped.
False start against the Vikings. And that can hurt you because that mark moves you back five. And now may have pushed us out of that field goal chance.
Put the time back up.
They are going to time clicked off just about a second. They'll put that back on there.
Vikings are penalized 5 yards for procedure steal. Second
yep.
down.
They're waiting for the time. We'll have about 11 and a half seconds to go. 11.9 seconds.
fairly.
Vikings leading at 14 to nothing, Bill.
I was going to say a fairly long first half, or it feels like it. We're at about an hour and 20 minutes here in just the first half.
There's been a lot of passing by both teams.
Yeah, and some penalties, too.
Dixon in the shotgun. Drops straight back. There comes the jailhouse blitz. Ball tipped at the line of scrimmage. Stops the clock with 7.9 seconds to go.
One of our impact players, Tyrone Hopper. He's a hopper. I'm telling you what, he has got up and got some blocked passes a couple times. We do have a timeout on the field with 7.9 seconds left here in the second quarter. The third and final timeout for our Vikings. Neither team has any timeouts left now. So it is, as you said, if we try a field goal now, you're talking close to 50. 46 probably, somewhere in that neighborhood, 47. Do you take that chance or do you try and throw it down the field? He's going to kick it. Nick Hart's out there. I've seen Nick work in practice at 50, and he's really close. He's pretty well dead on, but it's a little bit short. So 47's in his wheelhouse if that's where we set it up, and that does look like where it's going to be.
Hart, you're right, he sets it down on the 37, so it'll be a 47, and he'll be kicking from that far hash mark. He's left-footed, so.
Nick Hart will attempt a 47-yard field goal.
The long snapper, Belcher to hold. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up. It will not have the distance, and it will be way, way left. So 3.4 seconds to go here in the half. Roswell will have to snap the ball. And then we will immediately go downstairs to Marty Rogers.
Be sure and stay with us. We're going to take a break right after we hear from Coach McPherson. And then we'll be back. Wes will have Superintendent of Schools, Wes Taylor. And we'll talk about the upcoming school year.
They're in the victory. They just take a knee. And that's the end of the half. Vikings are leading 14 to nothing as we go to halftime. We'll just go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach McPherson.
Coach, good first half. You're up 14 to nothing, and I know you feel like you left some points on the board.
Yeah, penalties killed us. Holding calls are just killing us.
Coach, offensively, you moved the ball well at times, especially the first drive. You looked great. What do you need to do offensively to try to get things worked out?
Quit holding.
Coach, defensively, I don't think you've given up a first down except on a penalty. How do you feel about your defense play, and you expect more of the same in the second half?
Yeah, they're playing really well, and we got another half to go. Hopefully we can play better.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
And that was the Traditions Flooring Coach's interview from Marty Rogers. We'll go ahead and take a five-minute break. A five-minute break as Vikings lead at halftime, 14 to nothing. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.